In Northern California, firefighters are making progress on the Rocky Fire, and some evacuees are beginning to return home. The flames ignited more than a week ago and quickly spread across miles of dry brush and oak forests. At one point, the fire engulfed 20,000 acres in just a few hours. Governor Jerry Brown toured the destruction this week, and he pointed to climate change, calling the Rocky Fire the new normal for California and the West.
This is really a real wake-up call because of the way this fire performed.
Many career firefighters working the Rocky Fire reported they've never encountered a blaze that burned this intense and that was this hard to predict. NPR's Kirk Ziegler went out with the firefighters this week and sent this report.
On the northern flank of the Rocky Fire, the blackened forest floor is smoldering. It's eerie. It's also hot and powdery underfoot. You can see how the fire was so intense when it moved through here that it incinerated everything. Every time Gary Malberg sets his boot down, a big sooty dust cloud shoots up.
In the 26 years I've been in the fire service, this is the most extreme fire behavior I've ever seen.
Malberg is captain of this four-person strike team from the Vacaville, California Fire Department. Their engine is currently assigned to dousing out any hot spots that could flare back up and send embers flying into unburned terrain during the afternoon winds.
We were told get anything that's still hot or smoking 150 feet from the roadway because eventually they'd like to reopen Highway 20 for the locals.
To Malberg's left is Highway 20. The Rocky Fire easily jumped it the other day and burned right up to a mobile home. Firefighters were able to save it. There's blackened ground right up to its front yard and doghouse.
That's one of the things that we do when we go up to a home is we assess it and determine, is this home defendable?
As more blazes burn like the Rocky Fire, erratic, fast-moving, and extremely hot and intense, firefighters like Malberg are having to make split-second decisions about whether a structure is worth trying to save. Maybe before they had 5 minutes to assess whether a property is defensible. Now it's more like 30 seconds. And Malberg says it's become nearly impossible to stay ahead of these wildfires.
Yeah, things are just so much more drier now. They're igniting a lot more easily than they have in the past.
4 years of drought coupled with record heat is stressing these trees and shrubs. Moisture content is at record lows. But that's only part of the story behind the Rocky Fire's extreme behavior.
So anyway, let's just stop here, but look.
30 miles to the west, University of California forest ecologist Greg Giusti is walking up the gravel driveway that leads to his research station.
Look at the density of, I want you to just, you know, appreciate the density of the vegetation and the fact that there are no breaks.
Giusti could be looking out on just about any forest in the West. From far away, this one looks like a thick green shag carpet covering the mountains. Wildfires have been suppressed here for nearly a century, and Giusti says more recently prescribed fires, or intentionally set low-intensity burns, have been resisted by locals. No one likes to live around smoke, right? Well, there are consequences when you've got an unnatural fuel buildup and a changing climate.
The do-nothing approach has boxed us into a corner that is making it very difficult to control situations like we have over the Rocky Fire and to minimize its impact to local communities.
And all of this means that the job facing firefighters like Gary Malberg is getting more dangerous.
Things are just burning so much more rapidly than they have in the past. Even the large timber and fuels here, it's just moving a lot quicker than we can keep up with it.
For sure, there's only so much firefighters are going to be able to do to stop this kind of wildfire. And that, almost everyone agrees, is the new norm. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Clear Lake Oaks, California.